This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. Hello everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Okay, today I'm going to talk about a story of everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody.
Wow, a story of everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, 是的，我们今天就要来好好来讲讲这四个单词。
Okay, what's the story? I can't wait.
Look, the name of story is That's Not My Job.
Well, okay, that's not my job. 老板要跟我讲个故事，然后呢，名字叫做 That's not my job. 真是听得我心里一惊啊。
Okay, this is a story about four people named everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it.But nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have.
大家都被绕晕了哈，但是如果刚才听 Alan 这么读下来，这个故事你完全都听懂了，至少这四个词搞懂80%了吧？Right, Alan just taught us a lesson.
Yeah, 其实这还是一个挺有名的有关于职场的故事。有一些同学说，这个 everybody, somebody, anybody 和 nobody， 他总是弄不太清楚。我们先把这个故事来给大家给捋清楚啊。There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it.
有一个重要的工作要完成。Everybody, 每个人，所有人都知道，知道什么呢？ Somebody would do it. 某人会把这件事来做了。
每个人都知道有人会去做。Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it.
Anybody could have done it.Anybody, 任何人，任何人都可以把这件事情做了。
But nobody did it, right?
但是没有一个人做。Nobody, 没有人，就是没有任何一个人。
Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job.
某人就生气了，因为这是每个人的工作， everybody's job.
Everybody thought anybody could do it.
每个人都觉得任何一个人都可以做。
But nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it.
但是没有人意识到每个人都不会去做。
It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have.
最后呢，这件任何人都能够做的事情却没有人做 ,nobody。而每个人呢 ,everybody, 都在责怪 somebody, 就是责怪其他人。
Yeah, this is a tricky one, but it taught us a great lesson about the use of everybody, nobody, somebody, and everybody.
Right.Everybody 是每个人，人人，所有人。
Everybody has a chance to win.
那 nobody 是没有人。Nobody knew what to say.
Yeah, nobody knew what to say. 谁都不知道该说一点什么。
那还有 somebody 是我们刚刚说的某人。
Yeah, somebody refers to a person who is not known or mentioned by name. Somebody should have told me. 应该有人告诉我才是，对吧？
对 ，somebody should have told me. And lastly, anybody.
Anybody 用在否定句、疑问句或者 if whether 之后，它是可以代替 someone 的，表示任何人。
Right? Is anybody here? 有人在吗
？Is anybody here? Is anybody who can help me? 有人能帮我吗？像在这样的疑问句里面啊，它就是任何人的这么一个意思。
哎，我们刚刚说到它在疑问句里面啊，那如果是 anybody 在一个肯定句里面呢
？OK， 那它在肯定句里面的翻译。你听这个句子啊 ，Anybody can see that it's wrong.
Got it. Anybody 在这里应该是指随便哪个人的意思。
是的 ，Anybody can see that it's wrong. 随便谁都可以看出这是错的。
All right. 那还有一个句子哈，好像跟我们刚才说的这些都对不上。
What is it?
That's what Madonna said. I wanted to be somebody because I feel like a nobody.
All right, there's some common way of using the word somebody and nobody.
Yes.
Somebody here, it means an important person.
Oh, so I want to be somebody. It means I want to be an important person, which means I want to have influence over people.
Exactly. He was a small-time lawyer, keen to be someone.
He was a small-time lawyer, keen to be somebody. 他是个没什么名堂的小律师，却总想着呢要出人头地。
On the contrary, nobody means a person who has no importance or influence.
Nobody 就是指无足轻重的人，小人物，无名小卒。
Yeah, she rose from being a nobody to become a superstar. 她从无名小辈一跃成为了一个大明星。
所以呢，如果说I'm nobody, 不是说我不是人呢。
I'm nobody, 是我是一个不起眼的小人物。
Alright, we are out of time today.
那么今天呢，我们和大家介绍了四个非常简单的单词 ,everybody, nobody, anybody, 还有 somebody。
同时呢 ,Alan 还跟我们讲了一个非常有名的职场的故事哈，
是
就是这四个人。
哎，
啊，那我们今天的这些节目内容呢，也都会整理成文字版的笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，找到我们的公众号，私信回复加油两个字，就可以来领取我们节目的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter.
See you guys next time.
See ya.